Sydney Cultural Centre Phoenix Central Park has announced an open call out to Sydney's musicians to participate in a forthcoming digital live concert series Halo. And here to talk more about the initiative is Phoenix's executive producer and creative director, Bo Nielsen. How's it going, Bo?
Oh, very well, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, well, enjoying the weather, playing some music.
It's good positive change.
It is crazy how like a sunny day can, you know, put a smile on your dial you don't even realize. So for our listeners out there who may not have heard of Phoenix and Halo, could you tell us a bit about what it is? How did it come about?
Yeah, absolutely. So Phoenix is a one-of-a-kind performance center in Chippendale. Unfortunately, you know, we opened in 2020 and then, you know, we had a few shows and had to shut down an extended period before we were allowed to open our doors back up. We've, you know, done some amazing music shows. In fact, Genesis Uwosu, the artist that you just played.
Oh, perfect timing.
With us. Yeah, he's amazing. We actually did a digital film with him as well. And so, you know, we love performance and we love musicians and we want to support them during this difficult time. I mean, they're struggling. They're trapped in their homes and don't have the opportunity to really develop their work in front of an audience or even just with their bandmates. So we decided to launch this series, Halo, which allows, we've done open call out to all of Sydney musicians. It can be solo acts, small groups, duos, to see, you know, what ideas they have for us, how they're coping, and to, you know, to bring them on when it's safe. And, you know, and when COVID restrictions allow, to perform for, you know, for camera as part of a digital series. It's a really live feel, but unfortunately limited to screens for now.
Okay, amazing. So you do mention the screen. How can people, is it on your website? Where are you guys hosting?
Yeah, so it will be. So it will be on our website, and then we'll also have little snippets that the artists themselves will be putting out there. So hopefully our partners that have been really supportive getting the word out about this will get involved and share them, and they're really keen to do so. So we'll have about 20 artists from, you know, all different types of genres and, you know, and backgrounds, and it's a really diverse group. They've such amazing applications from, you know, all over Sydney. Yeah, it's been really inspiring, but also tragic just to see how much this has affected their lives and their livelihoods.
Yeah, definitely. So it's amazing that you're using that platform. How, in terms of curating the lineup, what was the process with that? What were you looking for? And can you maybe give us a bit more insight into some of the acts people can expect? What's in store for the first event?
Well, I can't reveal that quite yet. We're still going through them. But the things that are really catching our eye are the musicians who are doing things a bit differently.
Okay.
Who are, you know, skilled musicians but are pushing boundaries. We love collaborations and love people getting outside their comfort zone a little bit, because, you know, sometimes you can see amazing musicians that maybe don't translate on screen. There's this, you know, when you see, you know, fresh ideas with fresh talent, that, you know, the combination is really exciting.
Yeah, I think. Yeah, I was going to say it's very important. You're right. Without the immediacy of an artist in front of you, there needs to be something to, you know, draw the audience in. How does the event aim to, I guess, replicate the live experience and excitement of going to a concert? Is there a way that maybe the attendees can interact in an online forum?
At this stage, we don't have that, but I think we will be doing a launch so that people can hopefully get online at the same time and share that information and that each other, and you know, really get some hype around it. You know, premiering events online, I think, is unfortunately the closest that we get these days to.
Yeah.
All together in the same room. But the way it's shot will be a live take, so it will capture the sound and the look of the performance as it would be in front of an audience. And I think that makes it really special, because some things can be really overproduced and then you lose that raw feeling that makes an authentic experience for a viewer.
Yeah, for sure. I think that's a great way to have it, you know, premiered and live. When is the first event and installment of the series for the listener out there?
We'll be putting it out at the end of October. The challenge is at the moment, we're planning to film very soon, but with the restrictions extended, we have to be responsive to those, you know, to those challenges. And with the extra COVID regulations, which we take very, very seriously, making sure everyone's safe, we've had to push it back. So we're going to do a really quick turnaround, and as soon as it's out there, as soon as we can get it out there, we will.
Great. And you mentioned the challenges there. How do you film something like this with the current restrictions in place? How do you, you know, adhere to the COVID safe practices when filming?
Well, right now we can't. We don't think that it's the right time to do so.
Okay.
But looking forward, it's making sure that everyone's tested, you know, people are vaccinated where possible, that we have on the spot tests on, you know, on the day to make sure, you know, antigen tests.
Great.
Also ensuring that people isolate and that, you know, no equipment is handled by the same person without being by different people without being disinfected in between. Those sorts of things that now you've got to take on if you're producing this sort of work to make sure that everybody is taken care of. It's a whole new realm.
Okay, I guess it's a good thing to understand and know for the future. It's only going to get easier, fingers crossed, when it comes to putting events on. Thanks so much for taking the time to shed light on all of that. It sounds really exciting. When can people expect that initial lineup announcement, and where should people head?
I think in the next few weeks. So please check out our website. If you just Google Phoenix Central Park, or you can check out our Instagram, and we do a lot of our key communication. And we also have a mailing list.
Great.
phoenixcentralpark.com.au, so you can log on there and be kept up to date with all of the latest news, and also see some of our previous digital commissions. So with Genesis, who you just played, it's awesome. We also did one with Gordy. We did several with, you know, with dancers, including the City Dance Company. It's a full spread of really interesting stuff. So that should be your lockdown blues.
There you go. Well, I mean, I'm definitely going to check the Genesis set out and tune in when it all happens. Thanks so much.
Great. Thanks
for taking the time. Really appreciate it.
Thanks.
That was Bo Nielsen right there, the executive producer and creative director of Phoenix Halo, that artistic initiative, giving artists a platform in, you know, what is such a challenging time for every industry, but particularly the arts and live music. We'll put all the links and information about Phoenix Halo onto our website, 2scr.com. But as Bo mentioned there, you can just Google Phoenix Halo. Keep an eye out on all their social media for lineup announcements. I mean, you heard Genesis Owusu right there. Definitely check out his set. He's an insane live performer, so I'm sure we can expect an amazing lineup.